ha'olam shehakol niyeh bevarach. Thank you very much, Rabbi Neuberger Shlita. A beautiful message, a powerful message. It's gemaldig eschus to share with you some divrei Torah revolving around the Hagadah Shel Pesach. It's a special schus with Rabbi Neuberger, and as you all know, it would have been an even more special schus had the two of us been accompanied by our dear and beloved Rabbi Polkovitz Zecher Tzadik Levrocha. Wasn't meant to be, a Kodesh Baruch Hu had other plans, but I'd like to dedicate some of the words of Torah that we share this evening, Le'ilu Nishmaso Befrat, and that the Yisod that I'd like to concentrate on is one of a Kar Satov, and there's no one, I think, in the forefront of our minds to whom we feel a tremendous and overwhelming sense of gratitude. Limitless Akar Satov extended towards our Moed Asra of so many decades. So perhaps the song, the niggun, the narrative that encompasses that lofty ideal of Akar Satov more than any section of the Haggadah is that of Dayenu. I can tell you, years ago I was a part-time campus rabbi, Hillel director in the University of Maryland, Baltimore County campus. And we had an event with the African-American community on the college campus. 11,000 students. This is University of Maryland's honor school. 11,000 students, about 10% were Jews. Approximately 1,100 Jews. A lot of African-Americans. One of the most successful programs we ran on the campus was Jewish Awareness Day. Wanted to get everybody aware of what it means to be a Jew. So we had a Jewish band. We had dancing. It wasn't so such an easy solution we had to come up with in terms of separating the genders. That's a whole separate discussion. But we had a Jewish food fest. We had chulent. We had babka. We had falafel. We had challah. And we had chicken soup, matzah bowls. We had stickers, have a matzah bowl day. And we had all types of Jewish ethnic related foods. And who do you think came? Swarms. We had African Americans and the Asian community. They came out in far greater numbers than, unfortunately, than even the Jewish community. You should have seen the way they soaked up that chulent. The chicken soup. Gevaldik. That was a successful program. Baruch Hashem, we also were able to then send a number of students to various yeshivas and university programs in Eretz Yisrael. We had different tables set up. We were giving out different books and selling different Jewish-related books. The Kabbalah books were the hot sellers of the day, still are. So Baruch Hashem was a very successful program, and it got the Asian and Black community very interested in our programs. In fact, I had shilas because some of them used to come to my introduction to Kabbalah classes that I gave on the campus, which are about 50% Jewish, 50% not Jewish. And then we had a Freedom Seder. Freedom Seder was a big activity. The Jews every year get together in the University of Maryland, Baltimore County campus, and we have a big meal, and of course it's kosher. We have to make all the Jews happy. It's glatt kosher. The kashrus is top of the line. And there's a special Haggadah in English that's put out with different concepts of the Jewish Passover Seder Haggadah, together with quotes from Martin Luther King Jr., from Malcolm X, quotes about freedom, and different Jews would stand up and present, and some of the Black community would present. And the one song that everybody knew, not only the Jews, but even the Blacks, Dayenu, it was a pliatzuma. Now again, they must have been doing it for years. Oh, and if God didn't take us out of Mitzrayim, if he didn't do this, he didn't do that, Dayenu, and everyone singing together. And if Martin Luther King didn't do this, Dayenu. Pliatzuma, but even the Blacks knew the song. Everybody knows the song Dayenu. We get to the end of a long magid, and this wakes up the children. Kadesh lo yishanu v'yishanu. Kama malas tovas l'makam aleinu. And we go through a series of 15 distinct expressions of gratitude of Akar Satov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The number 15, of course, is the Avodrom rites, as well as the Vilna Gaon and their respective commentaries on the Hagadah Shel Pesach. As the idea, we have 15 Shir HaMalos, 15 levels of ascent, 15 psalms of ascent-related ideas. David HaMelech Keneged, the 15 steps leading from the ground level up into the Beis HaMikdash. The idea of 15, of course, is the Maral, as the Vilna Gaon both explain. The Gemara Menachos Chavtesim and Beis relates, Olam Hazo was created with the Osei, And Olam Haba created with the Os Yud. Kibakoh Hashem Tzur Olamim. Yud, the smallest letter in the Alephbeis, explains to the Maral and the Chiddush HaGadol, that's representative of Olam Haba. It almost doesn't exist. It's a mere representation of the world of Machshava. It's a mere spillage of a drop of ink on a piece of paper. The only letter in the Alephbeis that hovers above the line, it's not down here in the world, that's the Os Yud, that's Olam Haba. Os Hey, explains the Maral, is when I take the Yud of Machshava of Olam Haba, I bring it down to the line, bring it down to Olam Hazeh. I then attach it to the Dalet Ruchos Olam. That indeed is the Tzura of an Os Hay. The juxtaposition of the Os Yud serving as the leg of the Hay with the Os Dalet, the Yud connected to the Dalet. I take the Ruchnius, bring it down to this world. Olam Haba uniting with Olam Hazeh. Then it's Nespashe, disseminated and promulgated into the four directions of the world. The Yatzeh Os Hay. Olam Hazeh is created with the Os Hay. And that, of course, is related to above Metzion and Tesem and Aleph. When it comes to Ruchnius, the man is more connected to Olam Haba. Thulimad HaTorah explains the Maral, and that's why the man is in charge of the decisions ruchniyistik related in the house, and the woman in charge of Olam Hazeh, of gashmiyistik decisions in the house. That's why the Ish gets the Yud, connected to the word Ish, the Isha gets the Hey, connected to the word Ish, and that's Kibakashu and Solomon. They thus unite the two worlds, this world and the next, Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, Tachtonim with Al Yonim, and that is Kibakashu and Solomon. Thus, when we left the base of Mikdash, how we would sing the Kohanim, Sukkot, and Aleph on the base, Anu Laka, O Laka Ineno, Laka, Yud and Hey, the Tziruf. Explains the Marsha and Chiddush HaGadol in Masechta Sukkah. The Kohanim would blow the trumpets where on step number 5, step number 10. That's the Yesod of the Beis HaMikdash, the union, the Chibur of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. 15 steps, 15 Shir Hamalas. So many other correlations, of course, to the number 15. And thus we separate into 15 milas as we ascend to get ever closer to the divine presence, to the Shekhinah. Kama malas, tovas lamakam aleinu. How many malas, how many wonderful and good malas, levels of elevation, lamakam aleinu. But that doesn't read grammatically. Asks the Bardichver, the Kedushas Levi. It should be Kama Malas Toivas Min HaMakom Aleinu. We got to these various Madregas, these various Milas as a gift of Min HaMakom. We got it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from HaKadosh Olam, HaMakom Yenachem Eschem. We got them from the Eivishter. So it should be more appropriately Min HaMakom. Why is it LaMakom? Explains the Bardichver. Because every time a Jew undergoes an ascent in the spiritual ladder, it gives the Ribbono Shalom tremendous Nachas. Kama Malas as you took us up darga after darga, mila after mila, explains the Kedushas Levi. Kama malas toivas lamokam aleinu. Every time Hashem took us to nocha darga, to a new loftier level, and the ladder of spirituality, Hashem got a gavaldig, a new madrega of nachas kaviyocha from us. Hashem loves to take us higher. Take me higher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uplift me, elevate me, wrong after wrong, mila after mila. Right, Sebedichver, kama malas toivas lamokam, in the end Hashem, you know, again, you the greatest nachas. We can still to the well-known idea of the Maharal Miprag and his Derech Chaim in the Mishnah in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Parkal of Mishnah Gimel. Antignus Isocho, what did he tell us? Who Yomer? Hello, Havu Kavodim and Shamshin as a Rav, I'm asked to come a press. So the Havu Kavodim and Shamshin as Rav Shalom and asked to come a press. Vimor Shamayim Aleichem. Ask the Maharal. It's not simply serve God L'Shem Shamayim. It's that what? Don't serve God in order to get reward. Dahainu, in order for you to get reward. But explains the Maral, if your kavanah, if your intent, sincere intent, is that I don't want the reward for me, I want the reward because I want to give nachasuch to the Borei Olam. A child says, I want to do the right thing to get the lollipop, to get the chocolate bar. And not because I want the lollipop or chocolate bar, because it gives my parent tremendous nachas to be the worthy recipient of the gifts that he or she so badly wants to bestow upon me. Explains the Maral, don't be an Eved who is serving the master, serving God, because you want the pras. Be the Eved who is serving God, because you want to be the Eved who is the worthy recipient of all the pras and all the prizes and bonuses and compensation that Hashem Yisbaruch wants so badly to give to you. You want to be that individual, the Klei Kibul, who indeed would be Zoyche to get all the Tov that Hashem wants. That's the idea of the Bedichver. Kama Malas Tavis Lamakom, the happier we can make Hashem is by allowing and enabling ourselves to be taken higher and higher on that Sulam Ha'avoda, Sulam HaTorah Va'yira, on the ladder of Ruchnius, the ladder of spirituality. It's the Chassidus Shavart, it's not the Pashtus. The Malbim explains, every Shacharis, Shabbos morning, we say, La'aleu L'kaleis. somewhat synonymous word with extolling the many, many virtues and milas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains the Malbim. Kama malas tovas lamakam aleinu. How many praises, how many good words of praise can we give lamakam towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that He has done to us? So we go through the 15, talking about the levels Hashem took us out of the depravity, the perversity, immorality of what Mitzrayim was so about, what was so rampant and rife throughout the land. Shtufei Zima, Zimra, Susan, Zermasam. And it took us not only out of Mitzrayim, but into Eretz Yisrael. Not only to Eretz Yisrael, but as we conclude, bringing us into the holiest of lands and then building us a Beis HaMechira. Lachaper HaKol Avon Aseinu, as Rav Yaakov Emden writes, in his parish of the Yavetz on the Godosh of Pesach, Ayli Yad HaMishkan, that likewise was Machaper and Arvanos. We had a grand edifice called the Tabernacle that too was able to atone and expiate for our sins. So what do you mean we have a Beis HaMechira, Lachaper HaKol Avon Aseinu? And he says, no, the building itself, that Hashem allowed the Goyim to destroy the Mishkan. They couldn't touch, they couldn't destroy it. By having a base in Mikdosh, that the Goyim, the nations of the world, would be Zocha to a Tfisas Yad. Explained based on a Sforno Pekudei, but Akoponim, Hashem says, this will be the Kapara, even when you sin so much that you can't bring enough Karbonas to atone for the sins. The severity of the Averus might be so chomer that the only kapara is going into Golus is destroying a Beis HaMikdash, but allowing having a Makom that Hashem can be Shofech Eschamosu al Eitzim Avonim, and to thereby save the Jewish people. And that's what we're praising, Zot the Yavetz, that Hashem saves us, and we'll have a Beis HaBechira. Whenever Hashem wants to destroy us, He'll destroy the building instead, send us into Golus, because He wants a relationship more than any building can represent, more than an Eretz Yisrael can represent. It's the union of us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we could have just summed it all up into one statement. We could have had one brief statement, brevity at its best. Thank you, God, for taking us out of Mitzrayim and bringing us to Eretz Yisrael to a Beis HaMikdash. But yet, we enumerate piecemeal. One mila after one mila, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and why is that? Writes Rav Gifter in his Pirkei Moed HaGodesh HaPesach. Hashem Yisbaruch says, L'man tizkor siyom tzeischam Eretz Yisrayim kol yimei chayecha. The one Zechira, Ramban listed, of course, it's a Daraisa, one of the Sheh Zechiras, the Vilna Gaon, the Chidah. Everybody agrees this is a Mitzvah Daraisa to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. And it's Hudgash Kol Yimei Chayecha, all the days of your life. What's this idea, explains Rav Gifter. Because Hashem Yisbaruch says, no matter how much you have, how much wealth, how much affluence, no matter what you have in Eretz Yisrael, Yesh Kan Limud Ba'omek HaKoros Taiva. It's not enough to just thank God one time and say, yes, God, thank you for taking me out of Mitzrayim. Kol Yimei Chayecha, you have to go back and remember that I had you in a land you were subject to the abject, oppressive, slave-like conditions in Egypt. And if I didn't take you out, then you'd still be there today. If I didn't go in and take you out with all these miracles, imagine what you would still be experiencing on Ayo. I want you to always contemplate, to ruminate, to meditate on the past. Hakarasato means you're living with that understanding of a debt of gratitude every day of your life. That's Yetzias Mitzrayim. Remember the slavery. Remember the Mariras. Never put it out of sight. Never put it out of mind. I want you to live with it. We mentioned, parenthetically, many times, the Maram Shik. Rav Leizer Silver was Machavi Midaita Denavshi, but the Maram Shik, the Talmud Lashon Sefer, is the first one I saw say it. It's born in the Maram Shik on the Torah. I bought in many other sfarim as well. And the Chinnish of Leah's Hodah. Brochus Dav Zayin Ud Beis. The Gemara says, nobody ever came and thanked God until Leah stood atop the world stage and was moed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She called her fourth son Yehuda. What do you mean? Adam Rishon didn't thank God. Avram Yitzchak. We have to wait until Leah. The Chinnish explains the Maram Shik as she perpetuated that Musak. That ideal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that lofty concept, she perpetuated it through time by calling her son Yehuda. And therefore, every time she would look at her son, call out his name, Yehuda, get your hand out of the cookie jar. Yehuda, I want you to come over here. Every time she's thinking, Hodah, Hodah, she's never putting out of her mind that concept of, I'm always thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So give to you have to thank Hashem. The only way to ingrain it and inculcate it into your life and effish, into your heart and soul, you got to go piecemeal. I want you to remember every aspect, right? So if gifter, what does it mean to be Makir Tov? Go back and re-experience Kehu Yatsumi Mitzrayim. Go back to those conditions. Every day, go back to what life was in Mitzrayim. Reenact and re-experience it on your own unique personal level. Imagine every day is Nachagula. Every day is a new Chinesh to Kegula. I want you to thank Hashem for every single day, every single moment, every single Maila. And only then do I understand the Tova. The same with Orcha Sadikim writes in Shara Zachira. It's not enough to thank Hashem for being healthy. Every day you have to imagine, what if I wouldn't be healthy? Rachman al-Etzlan. What if I would have this ailment, this infirmity? Imagine yourself, writes Orcha Sadikim, as if you were a chayla with all these different things every single day. Hashem is saving you from that. Every day that you don't have that ailment. Rachman al-Etzlan, you have to be makir tov, then Hashem made you healthy. Every Yashi Yotzu, you have to be thinking of it. You got to live with it 24-7, 365. Azel Masha Sida Malagoda, a whole Seder Sholem of Dayenu, where the Malagod is omed and mefarate all the protim if an eatsma mam having a shlemus hatova sofit, shezo ya is boninus hamuka, hadrushim itzara kars taiva. Kars tov is not a one time thank you, one time yes, yeshakaya, tadaraba. It has to be what? Something you live with and reenact and re experience every moment of your life. You never forget, it's yes, time, you never forget those conditions, and you have to be mefarate every single aspect of the transition from golus to gula. Reminds me of a vart. I like to make mention. I gave a very tiny tribute between Menchamarev earlier this evening. And my first Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, his name was Rav Ephraim Eisenberg Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And just today, this morning, his Rebbetzin stood by his side for so many years. His Rebbetzin, a daughter of Rav Gifter. I was Niftara, she passed away. The Levaya was this afternoon. And I remember the first vart that I ever heard from her. I ever heard from Rebbetzin Eisenberg, not my Rebbe, Rebbe Ephraim, that I heard from his wife. And one time when I was there for a suit on Friday night, his wife said, I want to share with you something that I heard from my father, Rav Gifter. Now, some of Miyachi said, some attributed it to Rav Yisrael Salanter, but she told it to me from her father, Rav Gifter, said it over the name of Rav Dessler. And it's a part that I shared with you in the past, reminded by it every time we recite a Shahak on the Yebed Vara. And Rebbetzin Eisenberg said, and that our father of Gifter was always perplexed by the nusach of the bracha shakoni yibedvor. After all, what are we having? It's not even Poland Spring, the Nestle Pure Life, and whatever it is, it's a nice cup of water. It's water. All of a sudden, you have a cup of water in your hand. Shakoni yibedvor. Everything in the world came in. What? Everything. It's a cup of water. Go to your sink and pour some water. Most people even say it's at least as healthy, if not healthier, than the spring water. The tap water. Shakol. Everything came into being. What's this hagosha? Miyuchadus of everything in the world. So he explained that Rav Dessler was once invited by Al-Baal Bas in London to join for a cup of coffee in a local coffee house. And they sat down for a cup of coffee, and the waitress came along and said to the rabbi, Rabbi Dessler, what would you like? He said, I just want a cup of tea. So she came back a couple minutes later, and it was a cup of hot water with a little tea bag on the side. Okay, figures, how much is it going to cost? $1 equivalent to whatever it was in English pounds at the time. She comes back with the bill, $5. $5 again. It wasn't even Starbucks. $5. $5, he says. Kid, do you mind if I ask, waitress? All it is a tea bag and a cup of hot water. What are you charging $5 for? He says, Rabbi, don't you understand? I'm not charging you $5 for the tea bag. I'm charging you $5 for the music in the background, for the ambiance, the paintings on the wall. I'm charging you for all these beautiful paintings we have, and the wallpaper, and the lighting, and the music in the background, and the comfortable chair you're sitting on, and the nice mahogany wood table that you're eating and drinking off of. That's what I'm charging you $5 for. Renessa says, now I understand. You pick it up, you think, what? It's a cup of water. What do you mean? Hashem had it rain a few days ago out in California. And then he had this company go ahead and distill it and purify it and filter it. And they sent it over to the bottling company. And they went ahead and bottled it. And they got it over to the trucking company. And they brought it over to the Seasons, to the local gas station. They shipped it. They packaged it. And all of that, the rain came down, said, you should be holding this cup of water at 9:09 on a Monday night. When you sip this cup of water, and you look and say, the only one who could put it together that I was supposed to drink this water at this moment in time was God, who determined Shakol Niyebedvoro. He gave us the ambiance, he gave us the environment, he gave us all those aspects and variables in the background that we don't always see or think of. And that's a Shakol Niyebedvoro. That's what you got to think of every time you make a bracha. Geshmak, a water. that Hashem sent down to this world so that we would have it at this moment in time, because He's orchestrating all those events behind the scenes at every single moment of every single day. That's Robertson Gifter, and that's the idea of a Dayenu. Thank Hashem for everything. What do you mean? He took us out of Mitzrayim. He didn't just take us out of Mitzrayim. He did miracles. He didn't just do miracles, but He destroyed their gods, and He killed their Bechor, and He gave us their money, and He split the Yam, and He put us on dry land, Mechulei, Mechulei, until we got to the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, thank you, Hashem, for taking us out of Egypt and bringing us to Israel. No, thank you for A, B, C, D. Let's go through all 15, and let's talk about the rise from the lowest levels, the pits, the abyss of Olam Hazeh, of all darkness and depravity, to the highest of highs, to a land that's Me'ein Olam Haba, out to soil the Chibur of Tachtonim and Alyonim. That's why it's couched in the context of the 15 Milas. We went from the lowest of the low, the Memta Shari Tuma. We sank to the pits of Olam Hazeh, and then Hashem elevated us. And that process of continuous ascent until we got to the pinnacle of creation, Eretz Yisrael, the Makom HaMikdash, that is the Gula, and that's Lechabra Kol Avon Aseinu. That's the Maila Hashem took us, uniting those two worlds. Makes me think of a conversation I had with a member here in the shul last night. I was telling me when I was selling his chametz late at night, he said, Rabbi Fine, I want you to know, we were talking a lot about Rabbi Pelkovitz Atzal. He says, when he came to this community, I knew about the Beis Sholem. See, he was davening a lot by Beis Sholem, coming a little bit to the White Shul. He was going back and forth, Beis Sholem and the White Shul. And he says, what was the clincher that moved him up? Again, nothing. Beis Sholem is a wonderful place. I like it. I love Rabbi Hain, Gevaldik. But the White Shul is the White Shul. And I said to him, so why'd you pick the White Shul? He says, I came to a drasha, sermon by Rabbi Pelkovitz on Shabbos morning, and he was speaking about a movie that came out in the 1960s called The Graduate. I never saw it. But he gave the whole sermon based on the movie The Graduate. And this yid in the shul said, if the rabbi could connect Ruchnius and Gashmius, Olam Haz and Olam Haba, a Hollywood film, and elevate it and extract all the Ruchnius and the lessons to be gleaned from a Hollywood film, that's my rabbi. That's my rabbi. That's the shul I'm going to. Imagine, Rabbi Pelkovitz, look what you got. You got a graduate. And now he got somebody who came over from a shalom to the White Shul, because that was someone who knew how to be machaber, Shamayim and Oretz, El Yonim and Tachtonim, Ruchnius and Gashmius. Everything around my Pelkovitz is what? A Vart. He could be on the golf course. Oh, Noah Fleischer would play golf with him on Wednesdays. There was such a concept years, it was decades ago, it was a concept of day off on Wednesday. There used to be such a thing. I don't know what happened to it today. There used to be a concept of Rabbi, golf. I know that Rabbi doesn't play golf anymore. Rabbi Pelkovitz would be on the golf course, and almost at every step was a Vart. Everything connected to a Vart. Everything connected to Dr. Torah. Manny Solomon, they used to go out to the golf course. They used to take their time. People would be in the back holding them up. And Rabbi Pelkovitz says, we're not going anywhere until we finish the Vart, until we finish this Dr. Torah. Everything was a Vart. The golf course. Henny Youngman used to say, what's golf? It's a good walk interrupted. And the end of the day, with Rabbi Pelkovitz, golf was constant interruptions with Dvar Torah, with Noch Dvar Torah, who is the Chiba Ruchnius and Gashmi Shemayim and Aretz. We're going to have 15 miles connecting Shemayim and Aretz, and we're going to thank our Kodesh Baruch Hu for each and every one of them. So why? And why is it so yisodi, so fundamental to Yetzias Mitzrayim? In fact, we all know the Rechaim Shulovitz. You've heard it millions of times. You've heard it. And this shul, so many other shuls, Sichas Musar Chaim Shalovitz, the Chiddush in Yetzias Mitzrayim by the Makkos, Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed, he was enjoined from performing the first three Makkos. Why? Because he had to have a Karsa Tov. Explains to Chaim Shalovitz, he had to be Makkos Tov to the Yam that saved him, thus he couldn't go ahead, strike it with a staff, he couldn't cause Makkos Damit Smardeo, and the ground protected the Mitzri at least for a certain amount of time, and covered over the Mitzri, shielded him, he was saved for until he was ratted on. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to give a Karsa Tov to inanimate objects. Why? Explains Chaim Shalovitz. Because a Karsa Tov is not for Yenim, it's not for the recipient, it's for you. Because it transforms you as a mensch, you as a human being. Where is that lesson? Nestled in a backdrop of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Another huge chiddush. The Ramban, Parshas B'Shalach, Hashem Yilachem Lachem Atem Tachrishin. You remain silent, Klai. So why? Do we want to seek vengeance against the enemies that subjugated us to these slavery conditions for 210 years? To the Avodas Park Teretz is what? You have to be Makir Tov, writes the Ramban. They gave you room and board. They gave you food. What food did they give you? They gave me matzah. And they whipped me all day. It doesn't make a difference. They gave you room and board. They kept you alive. You have to be Makir Tov. You're not allowed to harm them in the Kriyas Yamsuf. Hakaras Atayv. So yisodi, so fundamental. Why? Why is this the yisod? Well, perhaps the answer is as follows. And it seems the time we know is the rebirth of a nation. I see from the Nevi'im the metaphor constantly invoked, a Leida Chadasha, a Yetzira Chadasha, and this was the Shas Yetziras and Leida Sa'am. We became a nation. And Mamela, we're starting a new Mareches Hazman all over again. It's a new world order, it's a new people, it's a nation formed in the aftermath of a Geula from Mitzrayim. Amalachas Konim Agai Kadosh, Lamaila Min Hazman, Lamaila Min Hamakom, and Klal Yisrael is reborn. If we go back to the beginning of time, the Medrash Rabbah tells us, Bereishis b'shvil bikurim shenikra reishis. B'shvil Yisrael shenikra reishis, I understand. B'shvil atayr shenikra reishis, I understand. B'shvil one of the 613 mitzvahs bikurim, and because of bikurim, asks the Al Shech HaKadosh. And as Taurus Moshe commentary in the beginning of Parshas Kisavo, how do you understand the Medrash? Sim leiv, Marshek Dila Rabbasina Bereishis Rabbah, Tamiya Azos. How do you understand Bereishis Bara B'shul Mitzvahs Bikurim? Because it says Bereishis Bikuri on Moscho. And that's why Hashem is Baruch Kim Shoyatz. Alo Yipole, my God, La Mitzvah Zoy Shalal Levadin, where the whole world was Kedai for Mitzvahs Bikurim. And what Zimshad explains the Auschwitz, because what is the basis? And what is the solid bedrock of Mitzvahs Bikurim? The Yesod is HaKoros HaTov. It's not Kochi Votzim Yodi. Also, the Yisachai Zot, Hashem Yisbaruch, who gave me the food. Hashem Yisbaruch says, what's Mitzvah Bikurim? I'm Makir Tov. Every single year, Shavuos time, I'm going to go and say, all that I planted, all that I toiled diligently, day in and day out, was not for me, it was all to be Makir Tov today, Yisbaruch. And what's this idea? Because writes the Ashach HaKonesh, Hashem created the world on the Yisod of Akars HaTov. The first criticism given to Adam Rishon was what? Ha'isha Shenasalti Imadi. He was a Kofoy Tova, the first Musar Shmuz that Eivishter Kavayocho gave Adam Rishon. I was Adam, you're a Kofoy Tova. Because a man has to be what? And Rashi says, why was he created? Bracious Berg, base Posakei. Adam, I am Avodas Adama, writes Rashi Api Chazal. And there was no man to do what? To be Makir B'Tovos and Sholag Yishomim. To be Makir Tov. Man was created to be a Makir Tov. The first Musar Shmuz was that he wasn't the Makir Tov, on the contrary, he was a Kafoy Tov, and that is the first chait of Adam. He was a Kafoy Tov, and he was only created to be Makir Tov. All right, it's the Al Shech, that's what we're doing now. Bikurim is what? I'm going back to the Yesod HaBriya. The Briya, it's not because of the mitzvah itself, the mice of Havos Bikurim, it's what Bikurim represents. It's the underlying message, because the underpinnings of that, the mitzvah in the beginning of Kisavo, of Reishis Bikuri Amoscha, of bringing the Bikurim, is reinforcing, is strengthening Hashem, all that I have, it all belongs to you. Every day I'm working on the field, I'm getting up early in the morning, I'm going to sleep late at night. Everything that I'm creating, it's all to give back to you, it's to be Makar Tov. That's the Tachlis HaBriya, writes the Al Shech HaKadosh. I writes this Vasemes in his Chidushim on Aganatos and Shas. Brochus Lamed Hayim and Aleph, the beginning of the sixth parakeitzim of Orchid. The Gemara says, "Lashem Artzul Lo Artzul Nasul Lamed Adam Kan Konim a Brocha Kan Acha Brocha." Before the Brocha belongs to God, after the Brocha belongs to you. And if you eat something from this world, the Gemara relates, if you're Nenem Olam Hazeh and you're not Mevarich, and then Hashem says that's as if you were Moed, as if you were Gozer Mei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Writes the Sasemish because the Tachlis HaBriya is to be a Makir Tov. Hashem gave it to you to enjoy. And then to give him the thanks, to give him that expression of gratitude day in and day out. If you don't make the bracha, when you're nena from that item of food, then you're gozo from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're stealing from Hashem. What are you stealing? Oh, Hashem doesn't need the food. You're stealing that HaKadosh HaTov. You're stealing that opportunity to recognize why Hashem created mankind in the first place was to be Makir Netov and not to be a Kofay Tov, writes the Sasemes. And that's the Yesod of the Briya. And that's why here we have a Karsa Tov towards the end of Magid. What's the last thing we do before? And they're on the Leo La Shlosh Advarim. And these things, what's the last song that we go into? And we wrap up all the Magid with what? It all comes down to Karas HaTov. And we're going to thank Hashem day in and day out, and we're going to thank Him for every single individual thing. We're going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ad Kedei Kach, the writes the Malbim. This is the conclusion of Magid Mitzad Echad, and it's the Hagdama Tahala Mitzad Shading. After we had the Pesach Matzah Marit, and we're thinking Hashem, as Rabbi Neuberger explained, and we have the perception of everything through the Mariris, through the Golas, and we're thanking Hashem for everything, then what do we do? Lefikach anachnu chayovim lehodos lehalel l'shabeach lefar l'romeim lehadel levarech li'ale ulekales. And now what do? We're going to say Shira Chadasha Haluka and go right into the beginning of Hallel. This is the Hagdomah of Hallel. In order to be Mahallel Hashem properly and adequately, first you have to go back and recount all the milas one after one. And we can never thank Hashem Yisbarach enough. The Maharam Shif has gevaldig little insights printed at the back of his chedushim at the end of Maseches Chula. Drushim nechmadim lebal amaram shif the end of Maseches Chula. There's a lot of great ramazim. We mentioned some of them in the past. Now get even yitzias to try v'yikach sheish miyosurecha bachor. Writes the Maharam Shif. Paro took with him 600 of those men on the chariots. He says the remez is vayikach sheish meos rechev. If you take away 6 from the word rechev, gematria 222, you're left with gematria bachor. 216. Vayikach sheish meos rechev. You're left with the word bachor. A lot of it fascinating. Ramos and Aron Shif says. So Aron Shif says, you know what dayenu is? Dayenu is the lashon. Let's go to Malachi, the Navi Malachi, the very end of the Treyasar, the last of all. The Nevi'im, what do we read? Paragimel Pasuk Yud. Varikosi lachem brocha ad belidai. I'm going to pour forth for you brocha ad belidai. Writes the Maharam Shif. That's Dayenu. Hashem, you gave me so much in each and every maila. It's kedai all of life. Just so you took me out of a Torah. It's kedai all of life that you got me to Asina, even without a Torah, even without Eretz Yisrael. Each and every one listed distinctly. All of life is one. There's so much brocha. Is a brocha ad belidai. Dayenu. All that is dai is lanu. All that is die. All the brachad b'li die for each and every maila. That's the yisod of Akar Satov. And that's what we're thinking on Kodesh Baruch Hu at the end of Magid. And as we close tonight, the first night in a number of years that we haven't had the schus of Rabbi Pekovitz Atzal joining us, clearly one of the highlights, and even in perhaps the last year or so, and if he wasn't standing up and he wasn't the same fire and brimstone and the glasses didn't come off as often as they used to. And at the end of the day, just the demus, the sheer power of his persona, of his personality just sitting there and bringing back those memories of the great shiurim, all the HaGadosh HaPesach shiurim, all the insights, all the Gemaldege Gematrias. Who didn't hear Hakei Ashinov, knock out the teeth of the Rasha, take out Shinov, Gematria Rasha, and you make him into a tzaddik. Now, whether it was a Gematria, whether it was a lesson, whether it was last year of Salvechik HaGadosh, and the end of the day, always what to learn, and always what to learn just from watching the master in action, from watching the personality of the quintessential Rav in action by one of his favorite subjects, HaGadosh HaPesach. It's a night like this that we reminisce, that we miss him more than ever. If there's anyone we owe Hakar Satov to in this Tekufa, and the heels still in the Shiva, family's getting up tomorrow morning, but it's not just about, yes, Rabbi Pelka, it's one thank you. Every day for the rest of our lives, we have to live and recount and imagine what life was with Rabbi Pelkovitz, what Shabbos was with Rabbi Pelkovitz, what a Pesach HaGodesh year was. I can tell you the first thing I noticed when I came in, it was a lot more packed when Rabbi Pelkovitz was in town. So let's remember what life was with him. And Laman Tiskar, let's remember every single day all that Kar Satov that we owe and will continue to owe and express to him, to his legacy. May Chayel HaChayel Ad Mea Ve'asim Shana for all of you, and Ad Bias Gold Tzedek to be reunited with him. B'shas Tchias Amesim, Hey Rav Yameinu, Amen V'Yameinu, Gatanat, and Achad Kosher V'Sam.